You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I jacked up my shoulder a while back. I've been going to physical therapy lately. You have to go into the, you know, rehab center thing and do all sorts of different exercises and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The guy who's my physical therapist, for whatever reason, we're just not clicking and bonding. He's kind of standoffish. And it's not that I don't think he dislikes me until yesterday. But I just, I can't like carry on. He just tells me what I got to do, then walks away, and then comes back and says, now do this, and walks away. And it just, it feels like an odd relationship, all right?
Okay.
So yesterday, I was busy on the exercise ball, have to put my chest on that, stick my arms out, and do that. Anyway, I was doing that. While I was doing that, he had gone over because he was helping two or three people at a time, right? And he was talking, and in a very animated conversation with another guy who was there, obviously rehabbing his knee. So I thought, well, there's a chance I can at least make conversation. So when my physical therapist walked back over, I just very casually just kind of nodded towards the other guy. I go, is that an ACL injury? And the physical therapist turned and looked at me like I had just, I don't know, vomited on his Rembrandt painting or something. He goes, I cannot discuss other patients with you.
Oh, snap back.
And I was like, oh, God. The thing is, I know that's true. It might be some sort of HIPAA thing or whatever.
Sure.
But I was just trying anything to make conversation, you know, and instead I put myself further into the doghouse.
In the hole. Now the pain is coming next week.
Yes. And I'm like,
I'm bringing the pain.
All because I just wanted to make casual conversation. Oh, hey, is that an ACL? I can't discuss. Okay.
Sir. Mind your own injuries, sir.
Yes, apparently. So, anyway, I skulked out of there.
Oh, God. What's his deal, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's just having a bad day, maybe, you know?
No, this has been every time I've been in.
Oh.
So.
Bring him a snack or something next time. Maybe he's hangry.
Sir, I don't eat sugar.
Bring him a cup of almonds or something.
Sir, I am nut intolerant.
I have a nut allergy, sir.
All right. I'm just not going to say anything. What I'll probably do is just put my headphones on, listen to my audiobook, and just come in and just like
stretch
ignore the
your heart
crap out.
Out
of them. Anyway, what else is going on?
Here's something completely different. I do hate to start things off badly here this morning, but I do have news. Big news splashed all over online from a time traveler from the year 2714. He's got a TikTok account, The Aesthetic Time Warper. He says that Wednesday, August 11th, oh my God, that's today, aliens are going to land on Earth today.
Today!
And begin the first stages of an intergalactic war. Now, this is legit stuff. In the clip, I watched it, here's his quote. He says, yes, I am a real time traveler from the year 2714. I believe him already. And he says, something amazing happens on August 11th, 2021. And he says the war will actually begin in 2025. Now, here's the thing. He says it's all going to go down because there's a very large meteor shower that's going to last for 2 weeks in the Northern Hemisphere containing the Nozick message.
Yeah. Is that the Perseid meteor shower that's
Perseid
going on in here?
The Perseid meteor shower's going on, Dom. Now, our friendly time traveler says one of the meteors is going to seem a little different than the others. That's because it's a spaceship landing on Earth, starting preparations for this big war in 2025.
Who's the war between? I'm curious.
It's an intergalactic war, Dom. We don't even
know. But between
the
who?
The aliens and us. They want to take over our planet.
Well, that's where I have a problem with this. How in the world? I have no question that he came from the year 2714.
This is legit stuff, man.
And that there's
going to
be a spaceship that lands. Right. And by the way, the amazing thing that's going to happen on August 11th, he's hoping, is that he'll get 1 million followers on TikTok.
I follow
out of this. Did you follow
him? Freaking out, man.
My problem with it is Earth is not prepared to do an intergalactic battle. We don't have spaceships that can go to war.
But does it just mean intergalactic's coming to us? The rest of the intergalactic
what
is coming here.
What would we be able to do? How are we going to defend ourselves?
We don't have helicopters any of those and stuff. But they got lasers and spaceships.
I don't think some Black Hawk helicopters are going to do a whole lot of good against aliens.
They're raining down in the meteor shower. He also says Atlantis will be found in 2022. The aliens will infiltrate the world's governments in 2023. And then we start landed on Mars in 2028 and colonizing Mars. So,
well, we already knew that we were going to Mars, so he's not giving anything away. However,
but now
aliens,
it gives a year.
Aliens infiltrating us. I mean, if you look at some of our politicians, I mean, this could have already happened.
Walk down the 16th Street Mall. I think it has happened.